when love goes astray and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
You know, you're away for a couple of weeks, 1 week, and you miss that song. I miss that song. I'm welcoming myself back to the radio station after a week away. I hope you enjoyed the rebroadcast we played last week. I will tell you that we are here today with Gene Grossman, and we're going to talk about all sorts of stuff. And, you know, one of the things that I enjoy about this show is I get to program the music, and one of the songs that I programmed is Whitney Houston's "The Greatest Love of All." So you'll hear that later. And that's, had I really thought about with the order in which I wanted to play them, maybe I would have played that first. But maybe I did. I don't even remember. That's what happens when you get to Friday. You haven't try to figure out what you did on Tuesday. Hello, Gene. How are you? Thank you for coming in again.
I am delighted to be here, Larry.
I just realized I was rambling. I apologize. That's also what happens when you have a photographer here unexpectedly. But be that as it may, we are talking today about the greatest love of all, which is self-love, correct?
Yes, we are.
And why are we talking about it? Because it's Valentine's Day, as we're reminded on every commercial, on the radio, on television, it's only 4 days away. So, everyone, let's talk today about how the first focus on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Gene, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself first, just so people know where you're coming from when we talk about self-love?
Thank you so much, Larry. I am a certified divorce coach, and I've been working with KM Life Coaching, Karen McMahon, and we are solely here to help folks that are thinking about, in the process of, or dealing with the after effects of divorce. And we work with people that are really kind of emotionally stuck and are very interested in moving forward and kind of creating their new life.
So, step one, what do we do? What do we do? We're in the middle of a divorce case. Love is not something that we're annoyed. We're annoyed with those commercials about, you know, the beautiful necklace, diamond necklace for Valentine's Day, the teddy bears, the chocolates. We're annoyed. How do we get past that, that lost in love feeling?
Well, it's so interesting to see how all the commercials that you're referring to are all about taking care of somebody else. And I think the one thing that people, when they're in the process of getting divorced, what we're seeing is they've absolutely forgotten that they can love themselves. And interestingly enough, as those commercials are telling you about what you're going to be doing or buying or, you know, thinking about
buying.
Yeah. Somebody else. It's like, wait a minute. What about me? I can do those things for myself. I could buy those things for myself. I could be those things for myself. But that part of the equation totally gets lost when you're in that crazy time of divorce.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were talking before the show and we were discussing the difference between selfless and self-love. I thought about the difference between selfless, not selfless, but selfless, mm-hmm, and selfish, which was, I guess it was something that dear old mom and dear old dad would tell me, stop being so selfish and start being a little selfless. So why don't we talk about the difference between selfless and self-less? Can we do that?
Selfless and selfless?
Yes.
Okay. Well, selfless is...
It's a good thing, right?
Well...
Usually.
Well, let me tell you how it's defined.
Okay.
And then we can talk about that. I think that's absolutely worthy of a conversation. So many of those messages, like you just told me that you heard from your parents, is don't be that way, whatever that way was. Now, what they were telling you was don't be so selfish, all right? As we look at the opposite of selfish, which is selfless, it's really where you absolutely are have no motivation to have any concern for yourself. No concern for you. So that means it's all about everybody else. If you wanted to talk about that opposite, selfish, meaning it's all about me and I want the world to revolve around me. So as people are going through that process and they're hearing those messages, and trust me, there's a lot of messages that you hear when you're going through the divorce process,
no
as we both know. People are always wanting to tell you what to do. And it's a lot of it's don't be that way. And the unfortunate part about being willing to receive those messages is, number one, you're bombarded. And number two, there's hardly any space for your brain to get wrapped around what is it that I need right now.
Okay. Interesting. I will tell you, I want to tell all my listeners, that when I did the New Year's resolution show, and I got resolutions from everybody else. Of course, the year before I had done 20 or 25. And Tony said to me, Tony comes in after this show, says, how can you possibly keep 20 or 25 resolutions? So I came in with one resolution. And it was something that Gene said to me over coffee. And I quote, get over yourself. That was the kick in the ass that I really needed at the time. So I must thank you. I don't know if it was coach-like or not coach-like, but it was certainly something that resonated with me, and it's something that I have tried to keep with me these first 5 weeks of 2012, sometimes successfully, sometimes not successfully. So thank you for that. I know that you have you posted a blog at patch.com. What's that about?
I did. There's a great resource in our community, and it's in several communities across the U.S. and probably much more than several, but patch.com gives an opportunity for local voices to be heard. And as I read what's out on Patch every day, I'm thinking, you know, there's nothing in this blog, in this website that really attends to the people who are feeling the effects of divorce. And I wanted to address that.
Well, that's great. And when did it go up?
It went up 2 weeks ago. So I've had two blogs out so far. I'm getting some nice response, and so it just feels good to be of service.
And you're a regular contributor now?
I will be a regular contributor.
And because I'm learning the internet. I don't understand the internet. I just had a half hour meeting with an internet expert.
Uh-huh.
One can respond on this blog to your blog?
Yes, they can.
Okay, because one can't respond to my blog on the Bloom blog at my site, so I haven't figured out quite how to do that yet. We're going to talk about really what you said in your blog, but I don't want to go into a break on that. I know you're also going to be doing a seminar. You want to tell us a little bit about that seminar?
We are. Briefly? I'm really
Very
excited
briefly.
About that.
And we'll come back. We'll start with that now, and after the break, we'll come back
okay.
and talk about that.
Great.
When is the seminar?
Seminar is February 28th. It's going to be at 6 o'clock. It's going to be here in New Jersey in Englewood, and we are going to be helping people navigate their divorce with dignity.
That's great. Let me just clarify that. We're going to be in Englewood Cliffs.
Cliffs.
Because they're actually two different places.
Thank you.
And we will talk about that. How can people reach you?
People can reach me via our website, which is Karen McMahon, KarenMcMahon.com. And there's links to our blog, and there's links to that particular event, Navigating Your Divorce with Dignity.
Okay, that's great. And there is an email address for, I think it's called NavigateYourDivorceWithDignity@gmail.com.
Thank you very much.
And you can also email to if you want to come, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. This is the Divorce Hour. My name is Larry Bloom. I am your host. I'm here with Gene Grossman, and this is Talking Alternative. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at talkingalternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Okay, we're back. A little technical problem. We'll save Chaka Khan for the second break, and we'll eliminate the second song. It's okay, not a problem. We're here. Hopefully everybody is here. I neglected to tell my fans, more like Jean's fans, how do you reach us? You reach us one of the three following ways. You call us, 877-480-4120. You email us, oh, this is so easy, Larry@divorcebybloom.com. Or if you're more technical than I am, you go to the Facebook page of Talking Alternative. You go to the fan page and you send us an instant message. And if somebody actually knows how to do that, I would really appreciate an email at Larry@divorcebybloom.com to tell us about it. If you have a question about anything at all that's for Gene or for me, or you have a comment about what we're talking about, we would love to hear from you. So we have this seminar. You have this. Actually, I'm speaking in the plural.
I can speak
about it because I'm one of the people involved in this seminar. That's correct.
And we're delighted.
Thank you. There are going to be three people talking about it. And let's talk, before we talk about us, you know, before we get selfish and talk about us, or because we get self-loving and we talk about us one way or the other, what we want to do is say it's not for everybody that's going through divorce. It's not for the people who've been in the process for a while. It's more for people who are just starting or haven't started yet. Would you say that's fair?
Absolutely.
Okay, and there are three people involved. One is Jean. One is Ivy Menchel, who is a divorce financial planner, and she gives a very. All three of us give very important things, and I talk a little bit about what the legal end of it is. And the show is not about me today, so we're going to talk first about what Jean does and Jean's role in the process. I will tell you that it is at my New Jersey office in Englewood Cliffs. If you need more information on it, call Jean, Email Gene, email me, email all of us, including Ivy, at the Navigate Your Divorce, one word, at gmail.com. Ivy, Gene, and I all have access to that email address, if we can remember what our passwords are. But I know what they are, and it's already programmed into my smartphone because I need something smart. I'm not that smart myself. Gene, what are we talking about? Because you usually lead it off, correct?
No, I'm the wrap up.
Oh, you're the wrap up.
Let's talk about you. Let's talk about the whole process of what people can expect at the seminar,
okay,
because
good.
I think one of the things that's really exciting about this, that's different from others, is that we've really taken a holistic approach to the divorce process. And the divorce process is not just about the legal process, even though that's the first thing that everybody thinks about is, what am I going to do? I probably need to go hire a lawyer. Well, as people learn in the seminar, there's lots of legal and you certainly...
Legal alternatives.
Legal alternatives, thank you. I didn't even know the word. But there's so many financial considerations, and I think the value of bringing in Ivy Menchel is, you know, she's been there, done that for so many people, and as she'll tell you, marriage is about love and divorce is about money. And she helps navigate all those tricky aspects of the financials, which are going to be so important to anybody moving forward. Now, my role is to help people navigate the emotional aspects of divorce. And the reason that this is so important is because those emotional aspects can override everything. They can make it or they can break it. And until people can have some help to get a handle on navigating that roller coaster of divorce, your work is going to be harder as their lawyer. Ivy's work will certainly be harder as their, you know, financial advisor. And
the last thing we lawyers want to do is deal with the people's emotions.
Yeah.
We're in a sense the business aspect of it. We're into dividing up the assets, trying to explain how the law would be applied to their particular facts. So,
yeah.
You know.
And I know that you would love for them to be as focused as possible.
Always.
And certainly working with, you know, a coach, a divorce coach, can help them be just that for you.
And the coach is primary job is to get you to focus, deal with your emotions.
Yes.
Then I would imagine compartmentalize your emotions so that you can deal with the realities. I know your emotions are part of the realities, but all so that you can deal with the financial aspects, so you can deal with the legal aspects,
yeah.
So that you're dealing with each aspect of your divorce from a clear and focused way.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah. So we're really trying to help people navigate their divorce from what I would call a wise mind rather than an emotion mind. Emotions can certainly serve you, but they can disserve you as well if they're out of control. And so we help people to get to that wise mind place.
Okay. And this is not an ongoing process, correct? This is our seminar is just one night.
Yeah.
We do, hopefully we will be doing it on an alternate month basis after that, but it's not an ongoing program. It's just to give people an idea of what to expect and to let you know that there are coaches like Gene, let you know there are divorce financial people like Ivy, and let you know that there are a lot of different types of divorce lawyers, including lawyers like Larry and lawyers who are not at all like Larry.
That's okay. Yeah. So we did agree that we're going to offer it this month in February. We thought that would be important to people because a lot of people seem to make the decision to end their marriage right around now.
New Year's resolutions through Valentine's Day.
Could be. You would know better than I.
That's the busy season.
Yeah.
Who would think divorce would be seasonal?
Certainly not I.
Okay, let's go back to, you've now had two posts. One is the first step to finding true love.
Yeah.
And then the other one is step two, first love thyself.
Mm-hmm.
So first love thyself.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the whole self-love thing we were talking about before.
It is. And what I've hear from my clients is that numbers of them have totally lost themselves in the process of their marriage, if the marriage has been struggling, if they haven't had a partner that's really been a work with kind of a partner, if there's been issues in their marriage, issues could be anything, abuse, addiction, whatever.
Silent treatment.
Yes, silent treatment, certainly. Those are all going to, affect the partner. And as we're working with people and we ask the question, they're so focused on everybody else. What's their family going to think? What's their parents going to think? What about the kids? What about him? When we turn the question back and say, what about you? We often find that people have no idea who they are.
Or what they want, or more importantly, what they need.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And so little of their time and energy is really all about, any of it's really all about them. It's all about giving away, doing for, helping others.
And you think it's such a good thing, You think, while you're doing, you're thinking, well, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be caring about this person and putting them on a pedestal almost. That, and you think, well, isn't he or she doing that about me too? With me,
Yeah.
And when you realize that maybe that's not happening, that, that's when the realization that you need a divorce comes through.
Yep.
So.
The realization and the devastation.
Well, and I will tell you, as somebody who walked that tightrope, do I stay? Do I go? What about me? It was never what about me. Today's all about me. But I'm just thinking. But in my marriage, it was about, well, how's my wallet going to react? How's my son going to grow up? How's my daughter going to learn how to be a good wife and mother?
Mm-hmm.
And, you think you're staying for the right reasons, and you realize after a while that you're just compounding the negatives. Oh, I didn't realize this was going to be a self-therapy session today. Please, everybody, call in 877-480-4120, or I'm going to keep talking about me. You miss a week of the show, and you realize that it truly is your self-therapy. I am with Gene Grossman, divorce coach. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm your host, Larry Bloom, and we are here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
You've heard the song before, maybe not that version. My Funny Valentine, done by everyone. That was Chaka Khan. And given the option, I would probably listen to the whole song, but time is precious here at Talking Alternative. I don't want to waste too much time with that. Go listen to Chaka Khan. I played it not because it's dealing with self-love or navigating your divorce, but because it's Valentine's Day, and that, of course, and is appropriate just for the season. Gene, we're talking about self-love. How do you do that? What do you do? Give me a how-to.
I'll tell you what, Larry. You know, if you've always put your friends and family first, self-love is really going to feel uncomfortable. This is so important when the people that are closest to you are not so happy with your choices and really don't like the idea that you might be taking some time for yourself. But I love the idea of kind of shifting that energy and paying attention to what you're thinking. So I thought I'd start out with a quote that I have from William Shakespeare that I really like.
I've heard of him.
Okay. Quote, "Self-love, my liege, is not so vile a sin as self-neglecting." So how do you begin to practice self-love? I've got three questions that you can ask yourself.
Okay, you don't want me to answer them out loud, right? At least not during the show.
Not right now.
Okay.
So, when are you a priority? That's number one. And if the answer is never, take a good hard look at why that is. Look
and
past
you talk,
your
just
to-do
sorry,
list.
Let me interrupt you for a minute. When you're saying, you're talking about, when am, you're saying to yourself, when am I a priority?
When
you're
are
saying,
you a priority?
You're not saying it to your spouse or anybody else.
Oh, no.
You're just saying
Remember,
it to yourself.
We're talking self-love. About self-love.
Self-love. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, when am I a priority?
Okay.
And that's the number one thing you need to do. So, if the answer is, not.
Very often.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
take a look at why. All right. Step two. Who and what is on that list, and why do all those other people take precedence? So,
Yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah. We really want to help our clients examine that. So number three, what would it feel like to not only put yourself on the list, but to make yourself a priority? And
as in top of the list?
I love that idea, actually. I think the last time that we were here, we talked about putting on your own oxygen mask first.
Right.
Remember? And when I think about self-love and the kind of person that you want to become, if you're not nurturing yourself, you know, if you think of yourself as, you know, a flower in a garden, if you've never watered
Very
yourself.
Very appropriate for a man named Bloom. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. If you've never given yourself any water or any fertilizer, any nurturing, any food, I mean, what's going to be left of that flower when people want to come to you? You're going to be withered up. And that's not the kind of person that, you know, any of us really want to be.
Well, as most of the people who listen to the show know, I have plenty of fertilizer. But I understand what you're saying. So, you know, you look at your list of priorities, and if you go, my kids are number one and two, well, not necessarily in that order, then you're not, if you're below your children, you're not, A, giving them a good role model, and B, you're not showing them how, you can't possibly nurture them as well as you could if you were truly loved yourself.
Yeah. And if we're all about being a good example for our kids and helping them to become the best adults they can be, to be conscious of what we're doing to ourselves, because words are cheap and we really do lead by our actions. So it's how we're doing that and what we're showing, you know, everyone around us every day, whether it's our children or any of our friends or family, exactly what we're doing to take care of ourselves.
I'm going to digress for a moment. I'm going to go into the nuts and bolts of coaching.
Okay.
You go, you put people, do you ask them to write a list, physically write down their list of priorities?
I would ask them to do that, absolutely.
Okay. I'm just thinking about, and Then you talk about what that list is, you know, and they come back, they bring their list.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're somewhere down or they're not on the list at all, you know, you got a problem, right?
Yeah.
And then you talk about the people who are above them and the people that are below them.
I would ask them what they see, what they learn from making their list, why that's important to them, how those people are higher, if others are higher priority than they. We can talk about what beliefs they hold that make them feel like you were taught by your parents not to be selfish. What beliefs do you hold that make you be less than number one on that list? And then we talk about that.
Interesting. See, you learn something all the time. You know, this is my own personal therapy. So let me tell you that I used to, you know, it's funny. I go out every day and I argue for a living. But she who shall not be named, my former wife, used to say, everything was about me and it was kind of like my parents were repeating the selfish thing, that, you know, I was only concerned about myself and what I wanted to do. And I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe if I were a little higher on your list, I wouldn't have to fight for myself quite as hard. But I didn't view it that way. I viewed it as I wasn't number one on my list of priorities. I wasn't. Epiphany. If you're not number one on your own list, how could you possibly expect to be near number one on anybody else's list?
Good point.
Right? Epiphany.
Yeah.
That's what you call a learning moment in the middle of the divorce hour. So, and I guess those are things that you really do talk to your clients about, right?
Mm-hmm.
You perform such a great service, and I encourage everyone to call Jean. And how do we reach you, Jean?
Thank you for asking. Certainly, I can be reached at my phone number is 973-747-4395 or Jean, Jean, at KarenMcMahon.com.
Okay, and you can find out about coaching with Jean. Is there a particular way to find? I know Patch.com is a big organization. How do we narrow in on your blog?
Patch.com Montclair.
Okay, cool.
That's simple.
Montclair, as in Montclair, New Jersey.
It is.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. And one more time right now, navigateyourdivorcewithdignity@gmail.com is the email address.
Yes.
The seminar is February 28th, 2012 at 6 p.m. We need, space is limited, and we need you to RSVP, thank you. I couldn't think of the word. Pre-RSVP, just RSVP. And I will also tell you a shameless plug for next week. Ivy Menchel will be here as the guest, and we will be talking about this again the following week. I will not be talking about it as me, the divorce, the attorney person in this. I save my comments for the show and for next week's show with Ivy. If you have a question, give us a call, 877-480-4120. Email us at larry@divorcebybloom.com. I understand we have a caller, and we will deal with that right after the break because we're up against another break here. Gina and I will be back talking about divorce coaching and about self-love this Valentine's Day at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern, on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.
You know, I'm listening to the beginning of Whitney Houston singing that song, and I picked a version that I liked. So, you know, I once in a while like the live version. And you realize that the intro, it sounds like it's selfless, but then it goes in, you know, the greatest love of all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the name of the song is the greatest love of all, is loving yourself. But going into the break, we had a caller. Hopefully, we did not lose our caller in the break. Is this Marianne?
The caller's still here.
Hey, congratulations. Thank you for holding on.
Oh, thank you. I am enjoying the music immensely. Thank you.
Thanks. I actually spend time planning on the music each week. So.
Good job.
Thank you. How can we help you, Marianne?
Hi, Dean.
Hi, Marianne.
I have a question. When you finally make that decision to take that plunge, so to speak, to commit to self-love, what steps might you suggest or recommend to ease into this process to help deal with the guilt that may accompany the early stages of taking this time for yourself?
Good question.
Yeah, thank you for that question. That's a great question. Usually the coaches are asking the really great questions of the clients. You know, it's so important that, you know, you actually acknowledge that there's a lot of what you'd call the guilt about doing that. And the guilt is coming from the fact that this is such a different approach. When something is that uncomfortable and you've had all of these messages from whoever it is, your family, your friends, you know, calling you selfish, and now you think, well, wait a minute, I'm being told that I really need to love myself. It's okay to just really be able to take a step back and make a decision for yourself that it's time for me. And the way you would ease into that process is, well, the way that I would ask you if we were working together is, what would be a baby step that you could take that you would be willing to get outside your comfort zone. So what might that baby step be?
In other words, it isn't a plunge, but it's more of a toe dipping.
I think it's absolutely a toe dipping, because if you're really stepping out from a very different place where you've been, how can you possibly jump right in the water? It's a scary thing to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just using the metaphor that Mary Ann brought up when calling it a plunge, and I'm thinking maybe it's not a plunge.
Maybe it is a baby step.
Yeah. And
maybe it could be just journaling to start. What would it feel like, or what would one of those, what would be an idea to do for me for tomorrow or today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the idea that you would be willing to journal. We invite clients to do that, because often a lot of people stay inside their head, and a lot of people get into obsessive thinking, and the reason that we keep up that repetitive thinking is because we're afraid that we're going to forget it. And actually, if you're willing to do the work of journaling, you can, once you get those thoughts down on paper, you know where you can go back and take a look at them, and they don't need to stay inside your head twirling around as you remind yourself of the same things that you've already told yourself.
So that was a great question, Marianne. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I think I'm going to work on that, and I appreciate the divorce hour. And
well, please, thank you. Please keep listening.
Coming.
Please keep listening. Tell your friends if you enjoy the show. So and listen next week, because we're going to have Ivy Menchel on next week talking about the same seminar. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
All right, I got a question for you.
Okay.
We've decided that we're going to make ourselves a higher priority. What's a realistic step to do that? What's that first toe dip, if you will?
Well, I think
other than journaling. I mean, to really act as opposed to feel. What is it that we should be doing to try and get ourselves higher on the top of that list of priorities?
Well, I'm going to point out one thing right there. When you use that word "should," that really, it weighs very heavy. It's actually kind of a catabolic word. People are telling you should this and you should that. And actually, what you can do, which is the way I like to look at it, is what would work for you.
See, now, just so you know, I think that should is a less violent word than must.
Well, in my mind, they're the same, so we'll disagree.
Okay, fair enough.
But just like Marianne said, wow, maybe journaling would work for me. There's lots of opportunities. I mean, some people really need to think about that. And I had one person say, well, maybe I just need to start small. Okay. Maybe I just need to actually sit and enjoy my cup of coffee in the morning instead of taking care of this one, taking care of that one. Everybody's going to have a different first step. But what we ask people to do is decide what one thing they are going to do differently, what's going to stretch them out of their comfort zone, and how is it going to work for them to be able to choose that one thing and then actually commit to doing it for themselves.
Okay. I know we were talking about this before we went on air today. We were talking about the law of attraction.
Yes,
a little different. A little different setting, but we're talking about the law of attraction. I think once you take that first baby step, that first toe dip, that you're attracting more of it, and then it does become easier.
Well, I agree that it will eventually, but for a lot of people, depending on where they're starting from, they could be operating out of a lot of that guilt. They could be very uncomfortable, and it could feel very difficult to make that first toe dip. And so I love the idea of baby steps, because if people are willing to start small and we can go back and revisit how it felt, but then how it served them, because the eventuality is getting unstuck and moving forward. And if we talk about the good stuff that came of it, wow, how'd that feel?
Yeah,
how did that work for you?
How did that first cup of coffee by yourself with a newspaper, or just thinking, how did it make you feel? And then extending that to a greater part of your day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, mm-hmm. All right, well, that won't work for me because I don't drink coffee. But other than that, maybe a hot chocolate.
Well, we would certainly explore what would work for you.
Okay.
And you can find any little compartment in your day that you would be willing to stop and do one thing differently.
But I kind of like the idea of it either being in the beginning of the day or being at the end of the day. Uh-huh. I like that aspect of it because it allows you then to extend it to, you know, if you're looking for the middle of the day and, oh, I don't have time for that now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always have time in the beginning of the day and you always have time at the end of the day.
Well, like I said, everybody's different.
Right.
But, you know, and by the way, you can restart your day at any time. So if you find that the morning works for you, or if you've got kids that you've got to get out of the house and be dealing with, that might not work. But once they go, if everybody's out of your house, and let's say you don't need to be to a job at a certain time or anywhere else to a certain time, you grab that moment when you can. And really, I love it when people get to the point where they look forward to having that moment. It's brilliant.
Well, is that anywhere akin to meditation? Because, you know, I've heard people talk about taking the time to meditate and mm-hmm. to focus in that regard. And, you know, they do seem somewhat similar to me, that first step.
Uh-huh.
Am I in error?
Well, I don't know that you're in error, but just from my experience, I know that people who have a lot of it's all about everybody else, and they're so worried about everybody else, and they've got a lot of that twirling thinking, that obsessive thinking that we've talked about before.
Okay.
It's hard for them to get quiet and do
that meditation. We're going to come back with obsessive thinking in a minute.
Okay.
I'm here with Gene Grossman. We're talking about everything on this pre-Valentine's Day show of the Divorce Hour with me, your host, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative. I'm going to make a change for once in my life. It's going to feel real good. Going to make a difference. Going to make it right.
Gonna make a change.
There you go.
Michael Jackson. He's not making any more changes, though. That's Man in the Mirror. I play that song a lot out here, don't I? I like that song. We're in our last segment. The hour goes fast. It always does go fast with Eugene. Tell us about the seminar one more time, then tell us how to reach you.
Oh, thank you.
For your coaching.
Yeah, Navigating Your Divorce with Dignity, February 28th, 6 p.m., Englewood Cliffs. We are going to offer to those who choose to attend an opportunity to hear a holistic three-pronged approach to how to approach their divorce, where we discuss the legal, financial, and emotional aspects around their divorce.
And we have three experts handling each of those three, because truthfully, if I went in to talk about the, I could possibly talk about the financials, but not as well as Ivy. God knows I can't talk about the emotional. And, you know, Gene and Ivy could talk about the legal, but not quite as intensely as I can. So what you're getting is you're getting three different experts in the most important aspects of the beginning of a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And that's whether you've made the decision to divorce, you're thinking about the decision to divorce, or you've just, to continue the metaphor, just put your toe in the water for the process.
Yeah.
And how do we reach you for coaching?
Oh, okay. 973-747-4395 is my direct number. And you could also go ahead and send me an email at Jean@KarenMcMahon, KarenMcMahon.com.
So I want to ask you one last question.
Go ahead.
You ask me, what stops people from following through on that first toe dip in the self-love process?
Well, part of what happens with coaching and where I think having a coach work with you is so important is we really work with the client to make sure that what they're going to attempt is realistic. And then we pursue that even further by asking what might hold them back from doing it, because we really want that client to achieve. People are starting out and they're scared. And to be able to take that first step, we would love for them to be successful in that first step. So we not have to just explore the idea, but we have to explore the reality of the idea, as well as, you know, what's going to really, what might get in their way of making it not happen.
Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
I'm glad you came in again, and hopefully we can have you even more often. Let me tell everyone, stay tuned for Tony. Next week, Ivy Menchel. Funny, yes. Funny we should talk about that. And I met Jean because she was our guest speaker last year at Take a Stand for Respect, which is a 12-week program starting on March 6th. And Annabella Curran, who is a facilitator in that program, will be my guest on the 24th of February. On March 2nd, I can't believe I'm already talking about March already. Laura Oliveras, who is not going to be talking about her organizing business, but instead is going to be talking about her, I guess it's her hobby, Nothing Forgotten. And she and I both have experienced losses of loved ones, and we understand some of the problems with that. And I'm not talking about divorce. I'm talking about death in this particular instance. And what did I learn? You know, I learn a lot of things. And I think the one thing you learn is you want something, you ask for it. And my dream guest, I actually was in touch with. Unfortunately, she is not available. But it has stopped me, and I let them know. I let her people know, because God forbid I should talk to them, the person directly, that whenever Bonnie, and you can figure out who Bonnie is ready, I'm here to talk to her for as long as she wants. I have another book I'm reading by somebody who you will know if I gave them their name, his name. Don't know if he'll do the show or not, but you know I'm going to ask him. And I'm in touch with the people running the Divorce Expo. Would you believe there's a Divorce Expo? As a matter of fact, this afternoon I will be talking to their press people, and we will have someone on the show before the Divorce Expo the last weekend in March. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am so thrilled that Jean Grossman was able to come and speak with me again. My name is Larry Bloom. As always, every Friday afternoon, we're here at Talking Alternative. Stay tuned for Tony.
Bombadida, 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 bombadida,
the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. for Love in the Afternoon with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. With distinguished authors, industry gurus, and experts on everything from wine to fashion, join us as we discuss dating, relationships, and more on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, I'm Julie.
Hi, I'm Julia.
What are you wearing? Welcome to J&J's Secrets of Style and Beauty.
We know there's beauty and style in all you do, whether it's a job interview,
first date,
or wedding. We also know that not everyone understands what works best for him or her.
We're here to help. Think of us as your personal beauty, style, and grooming gurus. As industry experts, we'll give you the best information for men and women on how to look phenomenal.
Tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
to learn how to look your best.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
TalkingAlternative.com.